Now let's spend a few minutes looking a little bit more focused, with a little bit more focused attention at justice. I had mentioned at the very beginning when I introduced this topic of God's grace and justice that we had looked at justice a bit previously when we looked at the side of justice that talks about people being treated fairly. It's not all about punishment per se, but it's also God saying, hey, look, take good care of the poor. Take good care of those who are foreigners in your nation. Take good care of the widows and take good care of the fatherless, etc. And that's justice. That's what it's supposed to be about. But I mentioned that for the purposes of this discussion, even though we'll probably touch on that aspect of justice again, we'll primarily be looking at the aspect of justice that has to do with punishment. Because again, as a faithful father of his children and as faithful Lord over all humanity, God does not only extend kindness, but he also punishes. And we need to know both of those sides of God. And to be honest, we need to get comfortable with both of those aspects of God. And when I say comfortable, I don't mean, oh, okay, so God is a God who executes justice too. All right, cool. I'm glad I know that. I don't mean that. And we'd be arrogant and continue to dismiss that aspect of his character. What I'm saying is we need to fully accept that God is a God of justice and not get all bent out of shape and act like, you know, we're going to cop an attitude towards God because he also punishes wrong, punishes us for our wrong. As a sovereign creator of the universe, God is just, particularly as the defender of all the oppressed of the earth. All the oppressed of the earth. A lot of people would love to just be able to just do other folks wrong. And I mean, just take advantage of people. Just truly, truly mistreat them. Get rich off of the backs of the poor who can't do anything about it. This is something that's been going on for centuries. Centuries. And God is saying, you know, I'm looking at all of that. I'm recording it all. And payday will come. Listen to what the writer says in Psalm 76. This is a psalm by Asaph. I was mentioning him a little earlier. Valiant men lie plundered. They sleep their last sleep. Not one of the warriors can lift his hands. From heaven you pronounced judgment, and the land feared and was quiet. When you, O God, rose up to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land. He breaks the spirit of rulers, verse 12 says. He is feared by the kings of the earth. And remember, in verse 9, after having spoken in verse 8 about God having pronounced judgment from heaven, it says, when you rose up, O God, to judge, to save all the afflicted of the land. I know a lot of people like it when they take advantage of the poor, the oppressed, even the middle class, who for one reason or another are unable to come to their own defense. A lot of times it's because there are a lot of other folks who are also middle class who are joining forces with the leaders who are working to destroy the middle class. So amazing that people would insist on taking the steps that are being used to destroy them. But they get so tunnel vision again, as I've said before, they are so focused on their desire, their determination to destroy those other people that they're willing to cause themselves some harm. If that's what it takes to do terrible damage, terrible harm to those people. God is checking it all out. And he says in Isaiah 28:17, the REB translation, I shall use justice as a plumb line and righteousness as a plummet. That's where a lot of Christians miss it. You have a lot of Christians who want to focus on two things. And these two things make up their litmus test: homosexuality and abortion. And if a person is not staunchly against those two things, they are staunchly against that person. God's litmus test is much more encompassing than that. God's litmus test has to do with righteousness and justice. And so for God, it's not just about homosexuality and abortion. It is also about racism. It is also about oppression of the poor. It is also about mistreatment of other people. It is also about refusing to give someone their fair wage. He makes it clear that the equal protection of each person in civil and judicial procedures is represented in the demand for due process. Due process. We think that that's something that some people think that that's something that came about with the American Constitution, but actually it was here. The call for due process was here long before there was an America, long before there was an American Constitution. We'll look some more at justice and grace. God's grace, God's justice next time. More in just a few. When we do come back, we're going to revisit a conversation I had with Dr. Kerry Green, who shared some awesome principles on how young people can be empowered to be faithful, to be the awesome people of God that they're called to be.